Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Game Called Life, Here's What I'm Saying podcast. My name is Dr. Linda Richardson. I'm here to assist you on this journey of the Game Called Life. I would like to start with the story of creation simplified and then move on from there. My intention is to strip you of who you are right now and then rebuild you with the knowledge of your true self, your true birthright. So let's begin. So first, I would like to tell you a story about you. Do you mind? It is the story of creation simplified, taken from The Science of Mind by Ernest Holm. It states, God, meaning the supreme spirit or intelligence of the universe, was conscious of himself prior to the creation of any special world system. Being thus conscious and desiring to manifest in form, he did so manifest through the power of his word, which is law. God is not only pure spirit or intelligent, he is also perfect and immutable law. As pure spirit, he governs the universe through the power of his word. Hence, when he speaks, his word becomes law. The law must obey. The law is mechanical. The word is spontaneous. God cannot speak a word which contradicts his own nature. Since God is pure intelligence and endless being, he is always creating. It is his nature to create, but being all, he must act within himself. The word of God spoken within himself sets the law, which is also in himself, in motion. The result is creation. The word is the mode which, acting through law, produces form. As there are many words, so there are many forms, each distinct and each an individualized idea of God. Since the word of God is permanent, when he speaks, that word is equipped to perpetuate itself. Even as the seed contained within itself all that is necessary for the reproduction of his kind, it does not become another kind. But this would produce confusion, and the divine mind is never confused. God made the mechanical universe, the plant and animal life, but this did not satisfy him, for he wished to create a being who could respond to and understand him. So he created a being who had real life within himself. He could do this only by imparting his own nature to this being, whom he called man. He must make him in his own image and likeness. Man must be created out of the stuff of eternity if he is to have real being. Humanity must partake of the nature of divinity if it is to have real life. So God made man from the essence of himself and clothed this subtle essence with definite form. And God said within himself something after this fashion, if I wish to have a man who is a real being, I must give him self-choice. He must be spontaneous, not automatic. He must have dominion over everything that is or less intelligent than himself. I will let him name everything I have created, and he shall have all things to enjoy. For his life must be full and complete if he is to express my nature. So God gave man dominion over all earthly things. Man was not given the power to govern the universe, but he was given the power to have dominion. And God, viewing all that he had created, saw that it was good, very good. How could it be otherwise since he had created it? How could God, being goodness, see other than good? Okay, so in this story lies the essence of you. You are the power to creating a greater you. We have within the essence of our being the power to change any circumstances that we desire. It is our birthright. We are created from intelligence itself. This means we are created from the same stuff of eternity. Remember, in the story, it stated that man must be created out of the stuff of eternity if he is to have real being. Well, I have to tell you that this makes you the creator of your world. Now, you might have known that on some level, but not on the level of where you will be going with School of First Thought and the Game Called Life programs. Are you ready to get the tools which is the knowledge that you need to create a greater you. Then let's go to segment two, which is It's Your Birthright.